Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade!
Welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I am here today with Clint of the yellow team and Julie of the red team, and they're about to play the face-off game Battle of the Bands. Now, in this game, you have to protect your amp while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. That is it. Hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go! Alright, there's some excellent blocking going on here. Looks like the yellow team has taken the lead first. Direct hit on the bottom end there of the red team. Alright, the line of time on the top of the screen indicates we are getting down now to the wire. Great moves being made by both. But I think if I had to call it off here, I think if we had to make a decision, I think it would be the yellow team. Way to go, yellow team! Way to play! Let's go play some arcade! All right, hey, great moves, yellow team. You won the face-off. Let's meet everybody, starting off with the yellow team, Clint and Stacy. Say hey to them! All right, now, Clint, great playing, and I understand that you play the trombone in the high school band. Now, do you play it in a marching band, a concert band?
Actually, both. It ends this semester. We did our final performance last week.
All right, well, hey, great thing and great playing, and your partner today is Stacy. Stacy, I understand that you are a member of Kids for Kids. Can you hip us to exactly what that is?
It's an organization that helps Give Kids the World to for cancer kids, and we do fundraisers and go out and help them and play with them.
Well, very admirable, and good luck to you here today. Let's welcome your opponents, Julie and Lloyd of the red team. All right, now, Julie, you play softball on a team at school. What position do you play?
First base.
First base. Have to be quick with the hands. Hope you are today on your buzzer. Your partner is Lloyd. Lloyd likes to draw. Now, do you draw people or animated characters?
Animated characters.
All right. Think maybe a cartoon artist. Well, hey, everybody, let's wish them luck. All right, now the rule scoop. You're gonna take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're gonna move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're gonna run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Now, the video enemy is up there, and if you run into him, you'll lose control of Mikey to the other team. All questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will then go inside of a video game to face today's game wizards. That's it. Let's find out where Mikey's headed today. Andrea, talk to me.
Mikey's decided to be a homeboy today, sticking around the hangouts in his very own hood. But keep on the lookout for Game Over, the town bully who's cruising the streets with a big surprise. Get past the goal here, and you will earn 50 points. Take it, Phil.
Yo, what's up? All right, thanks, Andrea. All right, yellow team, you got control of Mikey and 25 points. Where would you like to move him to?
We'll go up.
Okay, Mikey, starting up. Pop quiz. All right, going to ask you a question. Mikey's in his neighborhood. The first question is about movies. The correct answer will get you 25 points and control. All right, put down that sledgehammer and name the movie in which James Caan played the novelist terrorized by his number one fan. Ooh, that judge, not in time. Okay, then we're going to go. The answer was Misery, the movie Misery. Okay, next question. What country were Kevin's parents heading for when they left them home alone? Yellow team.
France?
France is it. All right. Great. All right, pull down. France. That was exactly right. You have 25 points added to your score and control. Move the mic, man.
Okay, to the right.
Mikey's moving to the right. All right, robot vision. Now, this is a video puzzle. And what has happened here is we've intercepted a robot's vision. Problem is, the robot's vision is kind of fuzzy. We can't quite make out where the robot is. The first team that can buzz in and correctly tell me where the robot is located will get 25 points in control of Mikey. Let's check out the robot's vision. Yellow team.
A basketball court.
Basketball court is it. Yes. All right. 25 more points brings you up to 75. You have control. Where would you like to move Mikey?
To the right.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the right. A prize. You get this just for being here. Andrea, tell them what they've won.
It's the Nash Heat Zone Skateboard. It's equipped with durable XRC trucks and pro-style wheels. Neon knee and elbow pads complete the set, all from Nash. Congratulations, Yellow Team.
All right, hey, you can cruise with Mikey, and he's about to move again, and you're going to move him. Where to?
To the right.
Well, it's going to the right again. You know who? Game over the bully just popped you with a pie. Control goes to the red team. Now, where would you like to move him to?
Right.
Mikey's moving to the right. All right, you're going for the goal. All right, now, here's what's gonna happen. Red team, the correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Yellow team, you have one chance to try to stump them. You get to choose a category from which I'll ask a question. Now, if they get it correct, they'll get the goal and they'll get 50 points. If they don't get it correct, you'll get the goal by default and 25 points. The categories you have to choose from are today's homework, on the street where you live, and north, south, east, and west. Pick a category, yellow team.
North, south, east, and west.
North, south, east, and west. All right. These are questions about maps and map reading. This is the goal question for you, red team only. The question is, mountain ranges and changes in elevation are shown on what kind of map? A?
Oh, political?
Ooh, that is incorrect. It is topographic. That means, yellow team, you get the goal by default and 25 points. All right. Hey, let's just take a look at the board and see the path it took to get there and reveal all the prizes. All right, there you have it. Well, that is it for round one. The score is yellow team, 100 points, and the goal for round one. Red team, still haven't gotten no board, but hey, chill. Round two, the questions are double. Anything can happen. We'll be back. We'll see you here. I'll be waiting for ya. We are back now with Stacy of the yellow team and Lloyd of the red team, who are about to do our face-off game, Battle of the Bands. Now remember, you have to protect your ant while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores. And the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round two. That's it, home slices. Grab the controllers over here. Ready, set, go! That's a good blocking going on. All right, there's one to slip by. This is a tight game here. Seems like every time one gets a point, the other gets a point. Some great blocking going on. Ooh, direct hit right there. The line O time at the top indicates we are almost out of time. There's some serious move. I feel the intensity. I'm sweating bullets over here, but it looks like red team pulled it off. All right, red team, head back over. We're going to play some more arcade. All right, slap up. All right. Hey, great playing. You got 50 points for the face-off. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey headed for the Durr round?
Mikey's spinning round two way over on his own block on the other side of the neighborhood. But game over is due, so watch where you're going. Guide Mikey past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. All right, red team, you've got the goal. You got the face-off points and control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
We've left.
Mikey's moving left. All right, what was that? Now, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, we're going to rewind a tape here, and it's your job to decide what you see based on the clues that I give you, and as we roll it back, what you're watching. The first team that can correctly figure out what the object is will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Let's rewind the tape here. All right, the first team. Red team.
Flower.
Flower. It's a bag of flour. You got it. Yes. Let's just take a look here. You want? There it is. Bag of flour. Didn't even have to get a clue. You are up to 100 points. We have a tie score now, and you have control. Where would you like to move, Mikey?
Move it down.
Mikey's moving down. Video challenge. Red team. Roll it this way. We all met here like simultaneously. All right, you know the scoop. You're going to get more points, and you can maintain control of Mikey if you play correctly. Who's going to be playing for me? You are? Okay, yes, hang on. Julie's going to be playing? Okay, Lloyd, you hang on to the board. Julie, you have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, Magician Lord, and Hyper Zone.
I'll take Hyper Zone.
Hyper Zone it is. We're going to walk way down to Hyper Zone. Lloyd, come walk with us, my friend. All right, now, the object of the game here is to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And for Hyperzone, today it is set at 3,500 points. There it is. Now, you have to meet or beat 3,500 points in 30 seconds. Lloyd, you have 100 points. I need for you to write down, of those 100, how many you're willing to wager on your partner meeting or beating the Wizard's Challenge. You have 3 seconds. Write it down now. Covered up. We don't want to see right now. She peeked. That's okay. Turn around. You have 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. Right, she's moving now. Now, just to fire up as many of the obstacles in her way without going off the road, because that'll zap her car. Right now, she's up to 900, 1,000 points. She's doing well on time. She's doing well on speed. She's zapping everything. All right, she is more than halfway there. 1,000 more and she's got it. Slow down a little bit. Time is ticking. She's gonna have to hurry. Ooh! Oh, very close. We didn't quite make it, but that is okay. Let's see how many points Lloyd's wagered. 30? Okay, it's not too bad. We're gonna do some score adjusting and play some more arcade. Head back over. Bum, 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 and bam. All right, now. Tried the best, you did a great job, but unfortunately didn't beat the Wizard. We're gonna take 30 points away from your score, and you're down to 70. Control pops over to the yellow team. You get to move Mikey.
Okay, to the right.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the right. Pop quiz. All right, pop quiz. Gonna ask a question here. Remember, Mikey is in his neighborhood. The question is about bands. The correct answer will get you 50 points and control. All right, Skid Row guitarist Dave Sabo goes by the revolting nickname A, the Worm, B, the Snake, C, the Lawyer. Yellow team.
The Snake?
Yes, it is. All right, yellow team. All right, 50 more points. You always ask, like, is it Phil? Is it? Yes, it is. And you have control. Where would you like to move him to?
Okay, down.
Mikey's going down. Challenge yellow team, you crews over here now. Gosh, it seems like I was just here. All right, you know the deal? Get a chance to add more points and maintain control of Mikey. Who's gonna be our player? We'll both play. You're gonna play Stacy? All right, Clint, you hang on to this. Stacy, you have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, and Magician Lord. Hyper Zone's been placed, so it's out of the running. What would you like to play?
Kabuki.
Head right over. Head on over with us. Bop, bop, bam. Here we are over here. Now, here's what we're going to do. You heard me tell the others. You have to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Kabuki today, it is at 1,000 points. You have to meet or beat 1,000 points in 30 seconds. You have 150 points. I need you to write down of those how many you're willing to wager on Stacy beating the Wizard's Challenge. Do it now and don't show us. Don't look. Okay, good. Turn around this way. 30 seconds. Ready? Set, go. All right, she's up to 300 points now. Kabuki Fighter, what she has to do is she's actually gone inside of a computer. That is supposed to be her. and she just picked up her power back. That was a great move. She has to fight these evil little computer microids, I guess you would call them, by whipping the hat. Kind of a turban thing going on here. She's at 800 points. All she needs to do is get 200 more. Time is ticking. Ooh, another close call. You gave it a good shot, though, Stacy. Way to play. Let's see how many points you wagered, Clint. 15. We're going to do some adjusting. Head back over and play some more arcade. All right, we're going to knock 15 points off your score. You gave it a valiant shot, though, Stacy. You're still in the lead with 135. Red team, you have control of Mikey now. Where would you like to move him?
Left.
Mikey's moving to the left. Pop quiz. All right, remember, Mikey is in his neighborhood. He stopped off for some pizza. This question's about pizza. Correct answer, 50 points and control. While home delivery is a fairly recent innovation, pizza itself was invented in which place? Is it A, Naples, C, Barcelona, or C, Ponca, Oklahoma? Red team.
B.
Sorry, it is not B. Yellow team, do you know? Yes.
A.
A is it Naples? That's correct. All right, you're up to 185. You've gotten Mikey's control back. Move him for me.
Okay, down.
Heading down. All right, you got a prize just for landing on that spot. Andrea, tell them what they're taking home.
Sing along to your favorite hits and make a recording with your own Singalodian. In Japan, it's karaoke. In America, it's Singalodian by Lone Star. Congratulations.
Hey, congrats. And that's yours no matter what goes on. Mikey wants to move again.
To the right.
To the right. Another prize. More stuff for you, Andrea. Hip them to it.
Schwinn. New bikes, new thinking. Visit your local Schwinn dealer and see Schwinn's latest selection in bikes and fitness equipment. Congratulations again.
Major congrats. Okie dokie, you get to move them again.
I guess.
Or maybe not. I get to move them. That signal means we are almost out of time. We're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. And we are now in a situation we call sudden death. I'm going to ask a question. The correct answer will get you 100 points and the goal for the end of round two. Here we are. Bruce Springsteen was born in the USA in which state? Yellow team.
New Jersey.
New Jersey, you've got it. All right, you've got the goal. Let's just reveal right now where everything was and the path you took on the board here. There's everything. Hey, listen, you're up to 285. You got the goal. You're going in to face the Days Wizard. Yeah. Red team, you were there all the way through the game. You're going to leave here with some terrific stuff. Andrea, give them the scoop.
British Knights. Makers of BK Ratchtech with Cyberglow. BK Ratchtech, prepare to mutate. And Willy Wonka's Laffy Taffy, the chewy fruity candy with great tasting flavors and fun in every piece. Taste the magic from the Willy Wonka Candy Factory. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you. When we come back, DC will go bust the move on the Day's Wizard. I can't wait to check it out. I feel it in my bones. Something fantastic may happen. Come back and check it out with us. All right. Great play. Stacy and Clint, they're going to go in there and the bonus round there is psyched. Now you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, the two of you will go in there and try to mumbo with Mungo. All right. Now, for each item you collect, you get $50. And for each level you get past, you'll win a great prize. Here is today's challenge. In level one, the first player has to collect three bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle trees. The toucans, snakes, piranhas, and coconut-throwing monkeys will all take your power. Go under the waterfall or touch the golden idol, and a rope will appear to help you over it. Collect all three bananas, and your team will win this!
The Vivitar 320Z Compact Autofocus Camera with built-in power zoom lens. Beautiful 35mm pictures from scenics to portraits, all from Vivitar. Back to you, Phil.
Thanks. Now in level two, Clint must collect three gold coins while on a runaway rail car. Jump and duck to avoid hanging timbers, cactus, tumbleweeds, and rats. Touch the Lux Stone to restore your full power. Get all three coins, and this is what you'll get, Andrea.
The Harbor Supreme Table Tennis features a heavy-duty frame and competition top for years of family fun. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiasts. Plus, anyone could be a ping pong player alone with the new G Robot. You don't need a partner to instantly play ping pong. Instruction manual makes playing fun for everyone anytime. Good luck. Back
all
to
right.
you.
All right, now, with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the Wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding dangerous enemy blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mungo by catching all three orbs, and you too will win today's grand prize. Andrea, tell them!
Capture all the family fun and festivities with this full-size Zenith camcorder with 8-to-1 power zoom that makes it easier than ever to create a professional-looking home video. Take us through those doors now, Phil.
All right, hey, both of you, Stacy, Bam, Clint, go in there and bust a move on Mungo. Good luck. Get in there. All right, now remember, Stacy has to get the three bananas. Clint has to get the three coins. There's a lot of things they have to avoid, and they are ready. Stacy, ready, set, go! All right. First bunch of bananas, easily gotten. Toucan nip the foot, a little bit of power zap. All right, two down, still plenty of power. She's going under. One more to go, plenty of time. Great, hey, head start, Clint, there you go. All right, he's over the first bunch, no problem. Underneath, ooh, got him in the face. All right, second one, he's got 1 point. Oh, the vulture got him, he's down to half power. But there's plenty of time left. 2 coins, all right. He's got the stone, he's back up to 4 power. 1 more coin, ooh, barely missed it. Down, all right, over, and he's got it. All right, there, head in the face, the wizard. All right, they have 1 orb. The power's almost gone. 2 orbs, oh, they ran out of power. We're gonna have to hit restart. They're down to 10 seconds. That's 1 orb. All right, that's 2 orbs. Power is good. Hurry. They've done it, yes. Woo! They got everything. Everything that we talked about, they're gonna leave home with. They're gonna leave home with the camera, the camcorder. They've got everything. Here they come out of air. Woo! Way up. Yes, woo! They did it. That is fantastic. Hey, we will see you next time on Nick Arcade. We got more stuff to give away. I am excited. Woo!
Studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.